Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Inshallah, once more, just before I begin, if any of the other speakers are here, Mashaykh, can you please come up onto the stage? In any case, we'll make a start, and we'll ask, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Nasiril Mu'mineen. الحمد لله مستدرج الكافرين الحمد لله الذي يريد أن يمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ويجعلهم أئمة ويجعلهم الوارثين وصلاة وسلاما على من بعث رحمة للعالمين الذي سن لنا سنة إنكار المنكر والصدع بالحق ونصرة إخواننا المسلمين محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الذين أتقنوا في هذا فأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر وصدعوا بالحق لا يخافون في الله لومة لائمين أما بعد فأبدأ أحييكم بتحية من الله طيبة مباركة فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
All praise belongs to Allah. Praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Praise belongs to Allah, the one who comes to the aid of the believers. Praise belongs to Allah, the one who traps the disbelievers and who defeats them. We begin with the praise of Allah, for indeed this matter, all matters begin and end with Allah. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and the final of his messengers sent to the entirety of mankind, the one who showed us, the one who established for us his sunnah of speaking out against evil, of being the voice for the voiceless, of speaking up for the oppressed, and of speaking the truth regardless of the consequences. Peace be upon him, his companions, his family, and all those who follow in his footsteps. May Allah reward you, all brothers and sisters, for coming and making your stand, contributing to his very important stand for the people of Syria. Inshallah, today's program will see a number of mashayikh and community leaders, activists, speaking to us on this key issue. And we have done our best to bring together as many of the sheikhs, the leaders on this issue, because this is an issue upon which no one in our community disagrees. For today we stand here united to support our brothers and sisters in Syria and to speak strongly against and to condemn unequivocally the oppression of the Assad regime. The program today, inshallah, will have approximately five, a bit more, a bit less speeches, contributions from our speakers, in between which we'll also play some videos of some of the content from and about Syria. And inshallah, we should be wrapped up approximately around 3 o'clock. So I appreciate that people will be standing for this period of time, and we pray that Allah counts this amongst your scales of your good deeds. And we ask Allah to make this a blessed gathering and to make this purely for His sake, inshallah. So without further ado, I would like to call upon our first speaker, Sheikh Shadi Sulaiman. Sheikh Shadi Sulaiman, of course, is known in the community. He needs no introduction. He runs the United Muslims of Australia. It's the UMA Centre out in Nakemba. And inshallah, I will pass on the podium to him.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. All praise be to Allah, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, today, at this moment, we stand united for the sake of Allah and to show our support to our brothers and sisters who are getting slaughtered every single day, if not every single hour, if not every single minute, where one is getting slaughtered, another one is falling dead, another one is getting raped, another one is getting locked up, another one is fleeing their home, another one this, another one that. And enough is enough for us just to listen and to watch. We must at least show our solidarity, the support towards our own brothers and sisters, in which makes us and them one united ummah, that nothing breaks us apart, whether our colors or our race, our nationality. At the end of the day, we are all Muslims who worship Allah, and they are human beings like us who deserve a fair, just life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His will, and Allah azza wa jal, by His divine destiny, even though that He lets the tyrant rulers and the oppressors to continue do whatever they want to do, continue corrupting and continue to spread corruption on earth, killing and slaughtering innocent people, even though that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see, even though that Allah azza wa jal knows what's happening, but at the end of the day, Allah azza wa jal had promised that the bad and the evil ending will come to the oppressors and the tyrant rulers, in which Allah did that in the past, and Allah will continue to do that in the future, and the ending of the Assad and his regime is coming nearby. Takbir! The one that says the truth and only truth. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the oppressors and the tyrant rulers to do whatever they want to do, until when Allah takes them and grabs them on them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let go of them. Brothers and sisters, enough is enough for us to watch and see. It's at least that we should send a message to those who have been oppressed, to those who are starving from hunger and thirst, to those who do not even leave any moment during the day and night in peace and security and tranquility, that they have brothers even on the other side of the world, such as Australia, Sydney, who are sympathizing with them, stand with them, and share their compassion and emotions.
and their strugglings that they're going through every single day will pay the price at the end. When they see the tyrant ruler, when they see the oppressive ruler be taken down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Allah Almighty, He says that Allah had granted permission to those who have been fought against, that have been oppressed, and the moment that are recorded by Allah that are oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised support and victory to them. Takbir! Let the Assad regime, let Bashar al-Assad know, let him understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal had promised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised his ending, and his ending will be, insha'Allah, worse than the ending of the Qaddafi and worse than the Fir'aun of Musa alayhi salam. His ending is nearby. It's coming soon. It's not about if, it's about when. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains. And Allah wills whatever He wants. But our brothers and sisters in Syria, need to continue to stand firm, in which they have given the greatest examples of being great, great, courageous, brave men and women, standing against someone who'd been oppressing them, who'd been oppressing them for the last many decades. Syria is a blessed place. Asham, Syria is a blessed place that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, glad tidings to Asham, glad tidings to Asham, glad tidings to Asham. I could see the wings of the angels above the Sham, and the wings of the angels will destroy the Assad regime, inshallah. Takbir! La ilaha illallah!
La ilaha illallah!
Muhammad Rasulullah!
Muhammad Rasulullah!
In a moment that we'll see 100 or 2 or 1,000 or 2 innocent people falling down, shuhada as martyrs, let him understand that he's only reviving 1,000 soldiers. Let him understand that he's only reviving 1,000 soldiers that will continue to fight until the last moment, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uprise the truth, and Allah azza wa jal will demolish the batil. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Say the haq had came and the batil had vanished. And the batil is made to be vanished. And the batil is no doubt is Bashar al-Assad and his army and his regime. And the batil is soon to be vanished. And the batil is soon to be destroyed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah azza wa jalla says, they want and they continue to try to extinguish the light of Allah, but Allah azza wa jalla insists, Allah insists, Allah insists that His light will continue to be on, even if the disbelievers dislike it. The light of Islam will continue to be on, and the light of the Shahada will continue to be on, and the light of the martyrs will continue to be on, and the light of the revelation will continue to be on. And the only thing that's going to be extinguished, the only thing that's going to be destroyed, is the oppression and the tyranny of such rulers and leaders like the Assad. We ask Allah at this moment to bring His victory nearby. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to destroy the Assad regime and his army, and to revive the truth as He promised. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will always fulfill His promise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every single one of you for being here today. This is the minimum that we should be doing. This is the smallest thing that we should be offering, is show that sympathy, show that compassion, show that we are with them, even though we are far away from them. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us one ummah, and we are proud to be part of this ummah. It is the ummah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah reward you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
لا إله إلا الله.
الأسد عدو الله.
الأسد عدو الله.
Akbar. Jazakumullahu khair, Sheikh Shadi, for those inspiring and motivating words.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.